Hey, this is Kurt Isles. As always, I want to welcome you to the Creek Bank Stories YouTube channel. You can learn everything about Creek Bank Stories by going to our website, which is www.creekbank.net. That's www.creekbank.net. When you go to our website, you can find out all of our YouTubes, podcasts, Facebook, and blogs, and we just would be honored if you stopped by and paid a visit. Today's story is called The Sign Phantom of Dry Creek, and it comes from my second book, The Old House. Here it is. And it's a story that people always want to hear anytime I go speak. It goes back, it starts in the spring of 1974, my senior year of high school. And we'd had a lot of rain in Dry Creek. Now, one thing about growing up in Dry Creek, everywhere you go, especially if it'd been a good rain or a flood, people would say, "Well, how dry is it in Dry Creek?" And I would just roll my eyes and cringe because I'd heard it all my life. Because Dry Creek, it just sounds odd. It's an oxymoron, as they say. You know, the story of how it became the creek called Dry Creek, which runs right through the community. Supposedly, one of the old-timers told me that it was named Clear Creek by the Indians that were there. But when that was translated into English, it became Dry Creek. Some people say it's Dry Creek because parts of it will dry up during the dry summer at times. But anyway, I grew up in Dry Creek. It's my home. And what happened is we'd had a lot of rain this spring, and there was a sign coming in Dry Creek. Now, it wasn't incorporated sign because Dry Creek is not corporated or incorporated, but it was a highway sign that just said Dry Creek. And so what I did, I sneaked up there. I got a piece of poster board, and I wrote on it wet, W-E-T, and I taped it over the dry where the sign now said Wet Creek, and everybody got a big kick out of it. But so happened that a reporter from the Lake Charles American Press took a picture of it, and the article, they put the picture on the front page of the paper, and it told about this sign everybody had, but it said the highway department wants to inform people that it is against the law to deface a public property sign. And they used the word the wag that did it. And I had to look it up. A wag is somebody that likes to have fun. That describes me pretty well. Well, anyway, we had so much fun with that sign that a few weeks, maybe a month later, I put one up. And this time, not to deface the property, I hung it below the sign with four pieces of hay string. And this sign said, Fun City, USA. And of course, it was making fun of my little hamlet that I came from, and once again, everyone enjoyed it. Well, after I put these two signs up, I go off to college. I start coming home on weekends, and people come up to me. They knew I'd done the first signs. I had a good reputation or a bad reputation. They'd say, "I enjoyed your signs." I'd say, "I didn't put up a sign." "Oh, yeah, we know that you did." I said, "No, I was off at college. I couldn't do that." And they'd say, "Oh, yeah, I know that you put that sign up." And so I started asking what the signs were, because usually by the time I got home, they tore down or they were gone, and here were a few, especially timely ones. Hee-haw, filmed here. One of my favorites. Airport, next exit. Famous for nothing. Shop our modern mall. Now, about this time, I'm trying to figure out who is doing this, and when I saw one of the signs up, I knew exactly who is doing it. Because I recognized the handwriting, I recognized the humor. It was my daddy. Now, my daddy, Clayton Isles, was a quiet highway department surveyor that no one would have ever suspected of putting signs up like this. But I found he was doing it. One weekend I was home, and I heard him back in the bedroom. He had the door shut. I could smell magic marker. You know, that smell to it. I could hear it squeaking on paper, and I could hear him giggling. He was making another sign. And what he'd do at night, he'd slip up there and hang his sign below the Dry Creek sign, and people just always commented, "Here's some more. Shop our modern mall. It sure ain't heaven." Another good one. Toll bridge, 1 mile ahead. And Miss Cat King, who ran a post office, swore that somebody stopped in one time and asked how they could avoid the toll road, which gave us all a good laugh right there in Dry Creek. Give you some more of my dad's favorites. We have a fine sense of rumor. Crossroads to nowhere. Here's a good one. First annual Fire Ant Festival next week. Gun control. Our wives maybe, our guns never. During hunting season, Daddy always liked to put some up making fun of hunting, even though he was a hunter. It said, do not shoot squirrels that wave or smile at you. And even professional wrestling. This one. Don't tell us that wrestling is fake. He always just had this dry sense of humor about what's going on. I could tell you a lot more, but a lot of them were tied into what was going on in culture or on the TV at that time. And my dad, the one he put up that was my favorite one, it simply said, don't laugh. Your daughter may marry a Dry Creek boy. And here's how I end this story in my book. Don't laugh. Your daughter may marry a Dry Creek boy. I bet my mother-in-law up in North Louisiana and many other parents who've lost a daughter to a Dry Creek boy can really appreciate that sign penned by the sign phantom of Dry Creek. Now, sometimes during the early 1990s, the highway department came and moved the Dry Creek sign away from the bridge and closer to community. That's when Daddy quit putting up his signs. He said the residents' dogs barked too much when he went to this new location at night. However, the legend of the sign phantom still lives on in the community of Dry Creek, Louisiana, also known as Fun City, USA. I'm glad you've joined us for this fun story today, the sign phantom of Dry Creek. I hope you enjoyed it. I wish you could know my dad. He was a trip. He was a lot of fun, had a great sense of humor. And his signs, he put it, because after a while, people realized it was him. When he first started putting them up, you know, people, as I told you, they swear it was me. I'd say, no, it wasn't me. Finally, I said, it's my daddy doing it. And they said, nah, your daddy wouldn't do that. But my daddy was a sign phantom of Dry Creek. He had a good time. I'm glad I've got to share this story with you today. Hey, stop by creekbank.net. You can read the blog about this story. You can listen to it on the podcast. And we're glad that you've joined us today at the Creek Bank. We'll see you soon. In the meantime, we'll leave the screen door unlatched just for you.